It's Art Spotlight, and we're looking forward to a new exhibit at the Art Museum of Greater Lafayette. I'm in Logansport at the studio of Jason Meyer. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
I'm kind of curious, what made you say I'm an artist? How did you know you wanted to create art?
I've always been creative, even as a small child. I drew all over the walls. I started building things. My dad was in construction. There was always wood and tools around. And I've just always been very creative in pretty much anything that I do. So, yeah, I knew from a very early age that I would find some place in this type of field.
As I was setting up, I was asking about getting things installed, and you said there were a lot of pieces in this exhibit. What can folks expect to see when they come see the exhibit?
There's going to be roughly 120 pieces. The exhibit will feature everything from sculpture to video sculpture installation to mixed media works that include digital format, resin, LED panels. It's a wide array of medium. And there's one installation that actually has 99 pieces in the one installation. It's about 30 feet wide. So it's a real diverse group of work and medium.
I really enjoyed looking at your website and some different past projects. And I know you've done some incredible stuff in Europe and here in the States. How is it to come back and have this in Lafayette?
Very nice. It's not normal for me to get to do exhibits here in Indiana. So I was very happy to get this show with the Lafayette Museum and a chance to interact with people in my area and share my work directly with them. So it's an exciting opportunity, and it's very nice for me to be close to home in an exhibit.
When you're commissioned and when you work with different projects, I know there's some incredible sculptures that you've done and pieces, and there's a great piece that was out in California in the desert. And I'm curious, are there inspirations in where a piece is going to be, or is it the art itself exists and it can be just about anywhere?
Well, I definitely do site-specific design for sculptures when that is the case, say in a commission or, when someone, a public body is commissioning a piece for a specific site. But the majority of my work is created to sort of stand on its own, maybe wherever it could be placed. The fundamental elements sort of lead a trajectory that can go anywhere. So although it's very nice to be able to really engage the environment when you know it ahead of time, that's not always, usually not the case. So I sort of work aside from that.
Jason Meyer's my guest for Art Spotlight on WBAA. We'll have links about the exhibit that's opening for the Art Museum of Greater Lafayette on our website, WBAA.org, and a link to Jason's site. I'm curious, we've grown up, and you talked about sort of having, wood and different things around from your dad in construction and whatnot. But, we've grown up in a time where digital things have just increased, and now it's very easy to have a website and be representational, have a gallery in Indianapolis now representing your work. Has technology changed you and your art?
Definitely. And the work that you'll see in this exhibit speaks to that aspect of our lives. A couple of the pieces, one in particular, Visible Noise, deals specifically with the idea of technology and how it's changed our lives. So the series of works selected for this show all take into account that idea of the transformation into the digital world. And so all of the work, although it starts in the physical world, it goes into a digital process and then is reconfigured in the physical world again. So all of this show is basically about that, and really comments on those ideas.
I'm curious. I ask this of composers sometimes. How would you describe your style? You know, there's so many isms, and it's changed. We're in sort of a postmodern world, a 21st century, already in the almost to the third, start of a third decade for it. How do you describe your art?
Well, I would say that the essence of my art is abstract expressionism. So I think it most commonly ties to the philosophy of that era of artists. Although, I think that I try to push the content enough that it sort of transforms itself from that ism itself. But I consider myself to be an abstract expressionist.
There may be folks that have not been to the art museum that are listening or may not have seen your art. What would you tell someone that's not necessarily an art fan to come and check things out?
Well, I think that it's definitely an exhibit of work that will ask questions, and it will lead the viewer to ask questions, and it has a lot of commentary on societal and cultural and political issues. So it really should transform the experience from just an art experience to really engaging ideas and questions about our time that we live in.
Well, Jason, it's so nice to meet you, and thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you.
For WBAA's Art Spotlight, I'm John Clare.